In February of last year, I got an email from a woman in Mississippi. She wrote that there was a man there named Curtis Flowers who'd been tried 6 times for the same crime. The evidence is iffy at best, she wrote. The man didn't have a chance.
Curtis Giovanni Flowers murdered those 4 people. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think he needs to fry in hell where he's going.
If he was executed, would you go watch?
You damn right I'd go watch. I will stick the needle in him.
I mean, it's hard to trust this investigation. It's hard to trust the people who ran it. And it's hard to trust the prosecution trying this case. Hey, where are the facts? Where's the proof?
Mississippi, Mississippi. You know, we all know what goes on in Mississippi. Once we get you in the courtroom, you ours. If you're black, we got you.
So the last one was full of empty filing cabinets, and this one is full of records.
Just be cautious when you go approaching some white people's houses, talking about Curtis. Just be careful.
Get out of the store. Okay. Don't cause a scene that had all you ever wanted.
Okay, we're gonna leave, but can I just
please.
But why are you
shut up and get out of here? Can you get her out? Get her out.
So are you confident that you have the right person, that Curtis Flowers is guilty?
That I will answer definitely. No question at all. There's nothing weak about this case.
Basically, what we want to know this morning, the day that you came in and made this statement, did I lead you to say anything?
No.
Was your statement free and voluntary?
They'll keep going on until they get inside your head to make you think that he really has something to do with it. They know exactly how to get in your head.
Don't anybody want to see justice, whether they black, white, or other? I mean, it would be anybody. I want to see justice for anybody.
Season 2 of In the Dark, coming May 1st.